This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
What was the main theme of Pope Francis at his Wednesday general audience this morning? And I see that it was outdoors in St. Peter's Square.
Yes. Exactly. We've had lots of rain lately, but nevertheless, it was outdoors today, even if it was a little bit damp. And today, the Holy Father spoke about apostolic zeal. He, of course, has been continuing his catechesis on that topic. And he spoke today about St. Francis Xavier and other missionaries. So he's been moving along with the theme of looking at figures who really personify apostolic zeal. So talking about his fellow Jesuit, St. Francis Xavier, Pope Francis today said that St. Francis is rightly considered the greatest missionary of modern times. And he said that the strength was that drove St. Francis Xavier to those furthest frontiers was his love for Christ. And that was despite constant toil, constant danger, overcoming setbacks and disappointments and discouragement. But nevertheless, it was the Lord who gave him consolation, and he received a joy knowing he was following the Lord and he was serving Jesus to the end. Now, the Pope also noted St. Francis Xavier's intense activity for the poor and the sick and for children. And he said that the reason that he was able to do that is because his work was always united with prayer. And that is what kept him in union with God. And so today the Holy Father highlighted how St. Francis Xavier's closeness to Christ gave him that strength because he never left prayer and because he knew that his strength could only come from prayer. So today the Pope thanked all missionaries, all those who continue to dedicate themselves to helping others, to all those who are inspired by the faith, inspired by their love of Christ. And he looked especially at courage, that virtue of courage that you see in missionaries. And even though today they're not going out on ships, they're not going by foot, but they're going on airplanes, he said they still have a strength and a courage to go out. He also noted that there are hidden missionaries in the world. So these are those who are doing their work very quietly. And Pope Francis said oftentimes they're doing even more than St. Francis Xavier. And today, the Pope also praised, he's called many, many priests and lay people and sisters who go to the missions, who are ready to endure hardships and dangers and to go to lands of unknown cultures and languages. But he said what all missionaries have in common is this drive from the desire to make Jesus Christ and his gospel known. And he also recommended today that all read St. Francis Xavier's letters that he wrote along his journey. He said that these were very inspirational. And in fact, he quoted a particular letter from the 20th of January, 1548. And I'll read it for you. He says, "Dangers and sufferings accepted voluntarily and solely for the love and service of God our Lord are treasures rich in spiritual consolations. Here in a few years, one could lose one's eyes from too many tears of joy." It's such a beautiful thought. And he wrote that while he was in Goa. And I have to tell you, John, that my husband, John, and I have a special gratitude to the great St. Francis Xavier, this great missionary, because it was he who would have baptized the ancestors of my husband, John, in Goa. And so we actually attribute the Catholic faith of John's family to the great St. Francis Xavier. And right here in Rome, in the Church of the Il Gesù, which is under the auspices of the Jesuits, is the arm of St. Francis Xavier. And it's called the arm that baptized thousands. And it's referring to one of St. Francis Xavier's writings in one of his letters, talking about the incalculable numbers of people that he was baptizing. So on this day, we all can certainly pray to have that kind of zeal ignited in our hearts, where we go out purely for love of the Lord to share the good news with anyone that the Lord crosses our path.
And Ashley, the Holy Father obviously has a passion for talking about this zeal, this apostolic zeal that he is telling us about this morning in the great St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis Xavier really was walking in the footsteps of other greats like St. Paul and even St. Patrick, who brought the faith to Ireland and so many others. And so these are great examples for us, just what one person can make such a huge difference in this world.
It's so true. And, you know, St. Francis Xavier, of course, did what he did because he became friends with St. Ignatius of Loyola while he was in college. And it was St. Ignatius of Loyola who really helped him, led him to have this profound spiritual experience with the Lord. And then eventually St. Francis Xavier became part of the Jesuits. And so it also goes to show the beauty of holy friendships and how this apostolic zeal can be promoted amongst us if we surround ourselves by other people who are seeking holiness, and that knowing that, you know, iron sharpens iron, and we all have the opportunity to help each other grow closer to the Lord and to achieve this same kind of courage and zeal.
Well, it's a fantastic message by the Holy Father this morning, and we need to listen to his example and his teachings, because every one of us, you know, we may not be called to be a St. Francis Xavier, but every one of us can share the faith and our Lord with whoever we run into.
Yes, exactly. It's like Pope Francis spoke about today, the existence of quiet missionaries, those who are doing their work. We will never know their names. We'll never know exactly what the Lord has called them to do, but we will all be part of experiencing the fruit that they deliver to the world. So in our own ways, we are just called to continue to listen to the way the Lord is calling each of us to exhibit that form of apostolic zeal in whatever form it may take.
And meanwhile, there's a new Vatican-approved program to spiritually adopt a teen who's in need of prayers and spiritual support. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yes, it's called PrayForTeens.org. So it's pray, then the number 4, teens.org. And this was started by a married couple in Poland. They learned more about the rates, these high rates of depression and suicide attempts among adolescents around the world. And sadly, a friend's son took his own life. And so this began the process for this couple in prayer, where they began to understand the importance of spiritually adopting these teens who were in need. Now, they were inspired by that idea of spiritual adoption of an unborn baby. So you may be familiar with this, where people will adopt an unknown unborn baby, praying for that baby to be saved from abortion.
Bishop Sheen used to promote that years ago. I do remember that.
Exactly. So that was their inspiration. And so with that inspiration, they started this website, PrayForTeens.org, where teens can go on themselves and they can sign themselves up and ask for prayers. It is all anonymous. And then others can go on and sign up and commit to pray. And for those who do put their names in, for the teens who do put their names, you can pray specifically by name. And they also mentioned that, you know, if you are praying for a particular name, there's a chance that there's many young people with that name who need those prayers out there. So the couple, this Polish couple, has come to Rome. They met with Pope Francis for 2 hours to share this initiative. He gave his blessing on the program. They're going to be heading to World Youth Day in August to share this with as many young people as they can. Currently, the initiative is in 4 languages, in Polish, English, Italian, and Ukrainian. So that again is PrayForTeens.org, with the number 4 in there. It's Pray4Teens.org.
It looks like a fantastic apostolate. Actually, I'm on their website, and indeed it is available in English. Pray, the number 4, teens.org. And, you know, there's so much out there and so much information about teens, especially since the pandemic, that have been going through tough times, feeling so isolated, so lonely. And so this is it's wonderful to see that there is a resource that can help the young people.
Yes, exactly. In fact, the couple mentioned that in their meeting with Pope Francis, they really got the impression that he was very moved by what the project was aiming to do, but also in learning these dire statistics regarding suicide and suicide attempts amongst teens throughout the world, which, as you're mentioning, John, has really risen since COVID. And so their prayer is that this time and this blessing from the Pope is going to help encourage even more prayer power to counter the culture of death, John.
And if anyone is interested, they can go there. There's a lot of resources and ask for prayers themselves. Prayforteens.org. Sounds like a fabulous resource. Ashley, there's some awful weather going on in the north of Italy. What have you heard?
Yes, absolutely. You know, John, the north has been hit especially hard, even if all of Italy has been barraged with severe rains for the past few weeks. But the north has experienced a lot of flooding as well. I'm sad to say that in the Emilia-Romagna region, at least two people have died. Several are missing. One man drowned when the Savio River burst its banks. And at this point, another man was found dead in Fort Lee, and at least four people have been reported missing. So in the last 24 hours, 900 people have been evacuated from that area. There's about 600 firefighters who are involved in the emergency effort. There's also hundreds of civil protection volunteers who are assisting right now during this need. There's a red alert weather warning that is continuing right now because the rain is still very heavy in the region. And in fact, it's throughout the entire country. As I mentioned, I just was in Tuscany and they were having flash floods on the roads and it was really something. But so with that said, we ask for special prayers for the people of North Italy and especially in the Emilia-Romagna region, John.
Has this affected the actual city of Rome much?
Actually, Rome hasn't been affected too much. Rome has, although we've had some heavy rains, we haven't experienced floods here in the city. So the good news is that in a city like Rome, we actually were experiencing a drought up until now. And so these rains have helped replenish Lake Bracciano, which is where our water reserve is kept. So this is the silver lining of what's happening right now.
And finally, tomorrow is the feast of Pope St. John the First. What is going on there in Italy to celebrate this pontiff's feast?
Well, Pope St. John the First is the patron of Ravenna, and he is especially revered and loved throughout Tuscany. Now, he lived in the 6th century. He's remembered for his role in the church during a very difficult time. This was after the fall of the Western Roman Empire. And despite very difficult circumstances, he was very courageous in his fight for orthodoxy against Arianism. Now, he was pope only for 3 short years, but during that time, he supported orthodoxy despite very intense pressures exerted by the Arian ruler of Italy, that was King Theodoric. And eventually, the king had Pope St. John the First arrested, and due to neglect and poor treatment while he was in prison, he passed away there in 526 AD. Now that's why in iconography in the church, you will see Pope St. John the First always depicted behind bars. Now his body was transported to Rome, and it's said that there were many miracles that occurred along the way. And his remains reached Rome on the 27th of May of that year of 526, and he was then buried in the Basilica of St. Peter. So that's what will happen on his feast day tomorrow. Pilgrims will go and visit the grottos of St. Peter's Basilica, and pray there in front of his tomb, his remains there. There will also be novenas of masses that have actually been occurring in special places of devotion like Ravenna and different places in Tuscany. And then his feast kicks off the season of medieval festivals throughout Italy. So this is a time when there will be all kinds of festivals going on where people dress in period costume of the Middle Ages. There's reenactments of jousts, of battles, of weddings. There's games and flag wavers. There's drummers. It's really a fascinating journey back in time. In fact, in Tuscany, there are 15 of these special medieval festivals kicking off now until the end of September. And so this is his feast represents a time of celebration throughout this country as this very courageous Pope is remembered, John.
And this very courageous Pope, St. John the First, was the first of many Pope St. Johns, including,
yes,
of course, John the 23rd in more recent history. But
yes,
he was the very first St. John.
He was the first. Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because in order to be called the first, there has to be a second. So that's why we do not call Pope Francis Pope Francis the First, because there's no second. So indeed, as you're pointing out, he is the one that started it all for the Johns. John.
On a personal note, and you can appreciate this, tomorrow is the 18th anniversary of my wife and I getting the papal blessing during our honeymoon from Pope Benedict. John Paul II had just died recently at the time, and he was the new Holy Father, and we were so blessed, and we have this beautiful photo that I have in my office. Just a day you never forget on the 18th, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was also the birthday of John Paul II.
It is the birthday of JP2. That is such a beautiful story. And to think that it happened on such a special anniversary day. Well, how lovely to have that gift as a way to start off your marriage, that special blessing. But so many blessings on you and your wife as you remember that incredible encounter with Papa.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.